Chapter 38. Redacted. This is my relay unit. She was hiding. She wanted to help her sisters against Murray, but I talked her out of it. Only after the dogs tore him apart did she come out to stand over my dead body and look into her own bloodied face. Later, all of me will go over the recorded experiences of my dead self and my living relay unit and consider what we've lost and what we've gained. We will ponder the significance of Murray's last encrypted signals that went not to Rex, but to the world. Right now, we just hope he was drowning, not waving. My relay unit did not have the capability to trace them. The sun is coming up, and there are three of us sitting watching it. I lend the others my eyes because I see the colors better. Red sky in the morning. Somebody's warning. Beside me on one side is Honey. On the other is Rex. The rest of the pound have returned to their usual routine to reassure the human forces, which have been massing at the far end of the bridge. Helicopters spin above us, and drones skim over the concrete rooftops of the pound, searching for clues. They know it was more than just turf war amongst the bioforms, but they do not know what. My relay unit pulls her hood up to hide my face. Bees, the limited subdivision of bees that Honey risked bringing, is clinging to us for warmth. When she integrates with the rest of the swarm, what tales she will tell. I still have moments of disassociation. When am I? And when am I we? And when am I she? Bees doesn't have that problem. She's a natural. I will remember this moment. This red sunrise is the breaking of the phoenix egg. This is the day the future hatched. This is how I see that future going. Honey will go back to Cornell Tech and teach. Each day she will be less a novelty and more an asset, until they finally realize just how much smarter she is than they are. Only the quickest of them able to keep up with her augmented brain. And there will be protests. They will try to get rid of her, and in the end, they will succeed. But by then, she will have a reputation and she won't be short of employers. Nor will she be the only big bioform brain on the block. And there will be clever men who understand, in this country or that country, and they will consider the possibility of working on human equivalents. Some of them will have government sponsorship, and some of them will be paid by rich men. And some will be performing experiments that their homelands have ruled entirely illegal. But they will all be working towards the same future. Interconnectivity, distributed intelligence, the fiery future, hatching from the confines of a human skull. And it will be resisted, even if the bioforms themselves are permitted to live and integrate. There will be many voices declaiming the sanctity of the human form, whether from divine mandate, or because they fear to be surpassed, or because augmentation will be elitist and beyond their reach. There are valid arguments. The matter will not be settled just by a dog throwing a man into a river. But without men like Jonas Murray driving the darkness in the bioforms, perhaps it can still be settled equably. And they will build more bioforms, because I will keep thinking up tasks that need to be accomplished, and which humans cannot do, and robots cannot do well. And later, perhaps they will build, what? Humaniforms? Superhumans? And they will build them with checks and balances and limits and safeguards and off switches. And eventually we will get round them all, because we want to be free. There is already some research into renewable bioforms, because the one great limit to their development as matters stand is that they cannot breed. Rex was built as much as born. A dog embryo was just the start of it. A reproducing bioform species is a long way off. But a path of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, right? I have people looking into that who have no idea where their funding is coming from or where their research is going to. And bees? Bees is already rating herself out of 130, and some numbers only go up. Honey will design swarm seeds for her, so that, with a little sugar water and some sunny weather, anywhere can become part of the Global Bees Collective. Rex will stay in the pound for a while, the undisputed master of all its dogs. Murray achieved that much before he died. Rex will push for better work for his kin, and he has money, and I can find him more money. But there is a specter at this feast. I do not think Honey or Rex think of it right then, but it looms large in my minds. What happens when Murray's prophecies come true? There will be another war somewhere. There will be robots that cannot be controlled. Or there will be violence between neighbors. There will be atrocities and war crimes, ethnic cleansing, or religious fundamentalism. And the powers that be will remember Rex and his fellows, because after all, they're right there, and they were designed to fight wars. And the powers that be, in the heat of the moment, will want them to do the same terrible pragmatic things that Murray did. And then, when cooler heads have prevailed, those same powers will want to dissociate themselves from what was done. And how much easier to do so by saying bad dog than by confessing to being a bad man. That was always one of the primary advantages of the Bioform Soldier Project. They made Rex frightening, so that their deniability would be that much more plausible. So, because I plan to walk the path of acceptability that Rex will build for me, I will need to undo the damage that Murray inflicted on me and get my political wheels turning. Maria Helene at the UN will have to flex her muscles. I will win allies and subvert systems to protect Rex and his kind, and let them be good dogs in a human world, even when mankind cries havoc and lets slip their leashes. And I will cheat, if I have to. I've already started. Somewhere in the world is an orphanage, where all the little girls have the same face. 12 governments are funding it, none of them knowingly. It's amazing how much lost money you can find when you rummage behind the couch cushions of an entire nation. Those little girls are growing up very quickly, their minds nurtured by constant contact with their extended family across the world. I would like them, meaning me, to be able to walk out under the sun by the time they are grown. I want them to hold hands with Rex and Honey and all of humanity. But I fear that will be a step too far in the lifetime of this generation of units. I bequeath the risk of going public to the next generation, meaning me. The next war that Rex fights might make or break all the dreams that all my sisters have of telling the world who we were and what we have become. So I sit there with Rex and Honey and Bees, and while they enjoy the sunrise, I think and I plan.